Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
To talk to other Crappens listeners about the shows as they air, come over to facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens.
And to follow us on social media, go to watchwhatcrappens.com to find all our social media links.
And for our bonus episodes and all of our extras, come over and be a premium member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens.
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker from BSideBlog.com and The Banter Blender, and joining me as well is Ronnie Karam from TrashTalkTV.com and also the Rose Pricks Bachelor Podcast. And hi Ronnie.
Well, hello Ben.
I almost just motored right over you, didn't even give you a chance to say hello.
Well, who needs one, really?
Well, the reason why I almost motored right over you is because I'm just so excited because we have a real-life E-Liberty from the Comcast family, which is basically means that she's like a cousin to Bravo, which basically means she deserves to be on this. But also, she's our friend and she's been on this podcast for years. Welcome back to the show, the star of the Second Wives Club on E, Miss Katie Cazorla.
Yeah, Katie Cazorla.
Oh my God, you guys, I subscribe to your podcast. And let me tell you, bonus crappins, I live for. I think bonus crappins is actually my favorite part.
It's sort of our favorite part of the week, too, because we can just talk about whatever, you know?
Listen, I thought you were going to say you motorboated over Ronnie.
I know. I was waiting for a motorboat joke. Like, I motored over you to motorboat Miss Katie Cazorla.
I am a gentleman. Yeah, I am a gentleman. Okay. Katie Cazorla is famously taken. She has a whole show about being taken. Okay. I'm not
Katie Cazorla. Seeing you on TV is hilarious because you're so you.
Yes.
Thank you. Well, it is a reality show. So isn't that the point?
Well,
yeah, but not everybody. I mean,
Tanya.
Oh, yeah. You guys hate Tanya.
Listen, nobody hated her in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I only disliked her at the end because every time I would introduce her to like, oh, come to the painted nail or come to my office or whatever, she would totally make fun of my businesses.
Right.
Like, oh, your little business or your little nail salon or you're just a nail girl. And finally, I'm sorry. What if I was like, well, you're just an escort. Like, wouldn't that be equally as mean? I didn't do that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, both of you take care of, you know, fungus between the nails or under the nails. But otherwise.
I think she's just upset because she wanted to be a contestant on RuPaul's Drag Race. Okay.
She could actually win. I've read some of the comments. Oh, my God. People are so mean. But she deserved it. So.
Yeah, whatever. She deserved it.
Well, what kind of person on a brand new reality show season one is like, yeah, I'm not going on the cast trip, or the finale. I'm not going to RSVP for the finale party.
Yeah,
and then just show up and act like a giant wicked witch from the planet Bitch. Like she just like I honestly was like, I'm sorry, we have to pay per person. Wait, you guys were there, right?
No, we weren't. You invited us, but I don't think I think we pulled a Tanya. No, I think.
Well, no, actually, Katie.
Yeah.
That was my favorite thing in the finale. You're like, oh my God, RSVP. That is so important. Yes. I can't believe you wouldn't RSVP to come to my thing and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, bitch, you invited us 10 minutes before that shit started.
True.
I think I saw you camera like texting us before like, oh shit, I forgot to invite those queens.
You know what, you guys are always the first people I invite because I wanted to see who didn't RSVP and then I would invite you.
Oh, I see. when did it open again?
Year ago.
Yeah. I don't know, I may have actually been out of town, to be honest.
Actually, I did invite you guys, but you said it wasn't enough notice.
Yeah, because you always invite us 2 days ahead of time. And you know what? At your last party, you gave us like a week's notice, a week and a half. And guess what? We both showed up.
Oh, yeah. My God. I gave you a week's notice. I'm sorry, Barbara Streisand. I didn't realize your social calendar is so cool.
How dare you? And it wasn't even like days before, Katie. Ben is being nice. If we scroll through our texts, it was like, then you're like, oh, hey, my painted nails tonight, come. I was like, bitch, I'm busy.
Never. And it also was like, I feel like there was like no context. You were like, guys, high society, and we're like, what?
Oh,
the musical. Okay. Seen it.
Listen, if you're gonna throw me under your big fat gay butt, I am gonna throw right back to you. And Ronnie, as soon as I told him we had light up cotton candy, that bitch had threw on a pair of shorts from Ross, and he came down and delivered. You didn't come then.
I do remember this party. I'm not just saying this to sound totally fake. I do remember having some legitimate reason why I couldn't go, but I just don't remember at this point what it was. But I do remember being like, I wanted to go. I was very sad that
you know what? Go. No one at home cares about our party life.
Katie. Well, that's true.
Katie, we're doing Real Housewives of New York as long as we can with you, but I want to ask you a couple of questions about your show. Okay. A, how's it going? I mean, that's a stupid question, but I know you'll feel it, so go. And also, what is like this new fame? Because you've always had like incremental degrees of fame ever since I've known you. You like keep going up in your weird ass, like you have some weird fame. So what's this chapter of fame like?
This is like totally different, weird fame. Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
It's real fame.
It's like real fame. Where, real,
yeah, e-fame.
You know, Cindy Crawford recognized me. So it's like, it's weird. Or like Titus Burris. he loves me. Titus Burris.
Oh, my God.
Jimmy Schmidt. Yes.
Oh, my God.
And then you know who else calls me? Oh, that bitch is so real. Rihanna followed Veronica and then had a conversation with her up in for the Golden State Warriors game. Small little FYI, Veronica's sister Natasha, who's really gorgeous that you see on the show, is married to Kevin Durant's business manager.
Oh my God.
Yes, I know it's a mouthful, but then got to party and have fun during the Golden State Warrior Cleveland championship. And she met Rihanna at one of the parties, and everyone thought they looked alike, and then they became friends, and now fucking Rihanna, who has 54 million followers, then followed Veronica and said, is Katie really like that? That bitch is so real. She said that I was her favorite. Yeah. Rihanna.
My heart is racing hearing this story, because I feel like as trickle-down fame goes, so like I feel like in some way it trickles down to us, because it's like, you know, like we, like you have now become like e-famous, where you have Rihanna asking about you, and then we're like your little gays under the rock, you know, who can watch.
How dare you! At least it's a shiny, glamorous, unpolished diamond.
Well, no, we're under a rock. You are not the rock. You're just like, you're doing something, like if you're having the picnic with Rihanna, and there's a rock nearby, we're under the rock watching.
Listen, you know that I would invite you bitches and within 30 minutes of the party, so you know you will be there.
Well, you know, at your last party, I met Britney Spears' husband or rumored husband, and that alone was such, I don't like just change everything to come to these parties more if there are going to be these giant hunks of man here.
Thank you very much for saying that. That's the type of caliber of people I invite to my parties that you seemingly forget that you were invited to. Claim I invited you 5 minutes before it started.
Whatever, Katie. We're coming to that wedding, so don't be pulling a 30 minutes before. Like, oh shit, we're in Mexico. I forgot to tell Ronnie what time.
Oh my God, you guys are so invited, but no plus one. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh,
please. My hand doesn't need a separate invitation, okay? So Bueller does not need a separate invitation to Mexico.
My God. I love it.
Did Rihanna did Rihanna start following you, by the way, on social media? Did she reach out to you?
I haven't even looked. I started my own little kind of official Katie Cazorla thing to separate myself from the painted nail in high society. And I had maybe like 1,200 followers, and now I think it's like 30,000. So I can't look at. I know.
Well, you better get Riri to give you a retweet.
Yeah. Well, I will say this. If Rihanna happens to be listening to this podcast, and I'm sure she is, I just want to say, actually, that is, to everyone listening, it really is you. You know, when I watch the show, and Ronnie touched on it just a few minutes ago, it's like, it's you. It's you know, sometimes people say, is that someone playing up for the cameras or anything? I watch the show, and it's like, it's weird to me because it's so actually truly you.
Oh, yeah. I love that. Thank you.
My favorite part was when you had to break the news. You're such a drama queen. You're like, I have to tell, what's his name? Walter, about not being able to go to Barbara. He's been working on this for 2 years. And you're like, Walter, sit down. I have to tell you this. And he's like, what? He thinks you're going to break up with him. Like, Walter's ready to cry, you know? You're like, have some wine. And he says it's 8 in the morning. And you're like, well, that's our life. Walter. And then you start crying. And you're like, Walter, I have to go to whatever on the day of your thing. And he's like, okay. And you give him a dog.
I do that every time. I really think that's a problem. Like, I feel like if I just give him a dog, it distracts him from, like, all the shit that I should have been doing. And that's how we got Dolce. Dolce was a pity gift. Oh.
So cute. And then he goes, so much better than a hooker.
It is. My God. Hooker's only one time. You can get a disease.
So good.
Did you know that was actually real? Walter was talking to the producers. He's like, wait, is this really happening? Like, you're not coming? And that's why you kind of get a glimpse of one of the producers sitting off to the side. He was like, wait, is this really for real? Did this really happen? And I'm like, yeah, I really can't come. I'm going on a full-on, like, really fun trip for Shauna, but unfortunately the tickets got, like, fucked up, and now I have to go, you know, unfortunately, the night of the concert. So my best friend went instead, and she was here visiting.
Well, you're not going to get a Barbara chocolate bar this year for Christmas, okay?
We didn't.
Oh.
Oh, my God, Ronnie.
I remember. You know what's funny? I can't remember what I did this morning, but I can remember every story you told us.
The Barbara, you're like, yeah, bar.
Barbara sends a chocolate bar with her face on it every year.
No, it's her whole family.
Wait, we should probably give some context for people who actually don't watch The Second Wives Club. A, you should watch it, but B, Katie is not only our friend and has come on this show many times, but Katie is engaged to Walter Afanasieff, who is like the biggest music producer in the world, and they hang out with people like Barbara Streisand, and then at the holidays, except for this last one, Barbara Streisand will send a chocolate bar with her face on it.
I didn't get one this year.
Uh-oh.
Oh my God, I must have fucked up. I fucked up.
Don't tell me not to live. I like that we both jumped to the same Barbara song.
So now that you guys are, like, you know, you guys rapped a while ago on your show, but who of the Second Wives are you hanging out with, you know, when the cameras aren't rolling?
I see Shiva and Veronica the most.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have, like, our girl days and, you know, our little fun things we do together. And then sometimes I see Shauna.
Uh-huh.
But mostly it's Shiva and Veronica. They're like my go-to girls. And then the other two hoes, I don't know what they're doing. So. Irrelevant.
Well,
oh my
Shiva,
God, that's so mean.
Shiva really pulled it out, eh? I was surprised. Shiva was way more interesting than I think anybody gave her credit for. Like, I don't think anybody was expecting that.
You know what? In the beginning, I thought she was kind of like Chenbot, but Julie Chen, is that
she's
her name?
Yeah, because Shiva was like a little robotic with her reads. She's like, today I am going to get a manicure because fingernails are important for me. You're like, okay, great read there, Shiva.
I mean, she did have her moments of perfection like that, but at the end of the day, when she's hanging around me, there's no way she can be, you know, Chenbot.
Yeah.
Yeah, she broke out a little bit. And I liked her, like, kind of icy Shiva side that she whipped out a couple of times. She's like, I would not be here for this. I shall be outside at the valet stand until you are finished with this horrible lady, unladylike behavior.
Oh my God, I love your Shiva in person.
She's much more imperial.
Or she's like, Katie, I would like this to be a classy party. And you're like, yeah, that girl wants like jello shots and busboy dick, okay?
That's she's what like, I no. said.
Yeah, did that's you... what you said. And she's like, no, class. And you're like, ass.
Like, ass. And she's like, class. And then we got in a fist fight and they didn't show it. No, I'm just kidding. Actually, you want to know something they didn't show?
What?
We had a competition to see who could have Shauna's best party thrown.
Mm-hmm.
And mine was the Craigslist models that ended up being creepers. But to make up for it, I took her, whatchamacallit, snorkeling with turtles and stingrays, like her dream come true. And because I won the best birthday blowout, Shiva had to get a tattoo. But whoa, it was really with a Sharpie, and it said Persian kitty, because I have one that says pink kitty. And I drew it on her tramp stamp with a Sharpie that said Persian kitty.
Oh, okay.
I know, and they never showed it.
That's sad. That's bummer. Maybe there'll be like a bonus? Secrets Revealed episode like they do on Bravo.
Oh my God, or maybe there'll be a bonus Krabbins.
Oh my God. We'll bring Shiva on and look at her Persian kitty permanent marker tattoo.
Well, it's probably washed off by now because that was a year ago.
Well, we could recreate it. Okay, Hollywood magic.
You know what? I'll send you guys the photo.
Yeah.
So how is all of this affecting Walter's life? Because he's on camera a lot. I mean,
he got recognized at Bed Bath & Beyond. And he got recognized at IKEA. You know, all really fun places you want.
Have you gone to Michael's yet? He might play very well at Michael's.
I love Michaels. I troll those aisles like at least every twice a week, maybe.
Get some good ribbons. Yeah.
Michaels, he's gone there with me before, but I really think that that's like his limit and his patience with me.
Yeah.
Is Michaels. So he's like, how many more fucking beads are you gonna look
at? How many more dried fake flowers do we need in the house, Katie?
I know.
What else can we bedazzle? God,
you guys, I have to go tomorrow to Michael's because I'm throwing a baby shower. So I'll be there again.
For who?
One of my girlfriends is having a baby, so life's over.
Speaking of which, oh my God, did my blood boil watching the latest episode where Lorenzo was wanted Shauna to carry another baby, even though they're separating? What? I mean, shut the fuck up, Lorenzo Lamas.
Yes, that was actually real. And Shauna came to me and she's like, what do you think? I'm like, I think that his dick and balls should shrivel up into oblivion. Because who even, if Walter said that to me, I would punch him in his sleep in the mouth.
Yeah.
And then leave with his ATM card and be like, fuck you, bitch.
Yeah, he's like, well, maybe if your career is more important, we should separate. And you concentrate on your acting and, you know, live in a studio apartment or whatever. And then he's like, will you have a baby for my daughter? She's like, no. I mean, that's a lot. He's like, come on. It's just 9 months.
Yeah, it's like, OMG. Can you believe that?
What a cock. Like, why don't you carry the baby? Why don't you watch Junior and learn some science on how to carry a baby as a man and then carry it?
Yeah, he's been married 5 times before and has like a million different kids from like all these different women. And let me remind you, Shauna Lamas, the other Shauna, now does porn. And has 3 kids. Yeah.
Well, I don't think you realize when you're marrying Lorenzo Lamas that you're going to have to like work a lot, you know, because I don't know, everyone's grandma loves Lorenzo. So you just figure he's got some money socked away. And then you're like, wait a minute, why am I doing porn?
Because you're married to Lorenzo Lamas.
Yeah.
Actually, he's doing Battle of the Network Stars.
Oh, well.
What is that one?
It's coming this summer on ABC, where they're literally, it's like 100 different random, you know, TV stars are doing obstacle courses and things like that. Like Joanna Krupa.
Yes. It's like 100 out of work actors, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. Including Lorenzo Lamas.
We brought you here to talk about New York. I don't think we'll be able to do the full recap. So let's get an overview from you on the season of New York. What do you think so far of this season?
Okay, so I have to say this. I did take notes last night, and I just need to... These things, I think, are relevant to the entire season.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, here it is. Number one. Can these... whores stop wearing so much fur.
I knew you were gonna say that. I knew when Sonia came in with that giant fur, I was like, oh, Katie's gonna have something to say about that.
It's just, I mean, you don't live in fucking Siberia. There's no reason to wear that much fur. Oh my God, it's so it's so distracting, okay?
And that's, it's also, what kind of fur are they even wearing? I mean, Carol like comes out in some furs that look like a gray cat. You know, it looks like a house cat.
Probably was.
I think it's stray cats. That's
she
what
found
it is.
Some stray cats in like at the DC March or something. It's like, I'll take these bags. They'll make a good fur.
It's like the second five
Carol,
babies.
Oh, my God. Can we just discuss? Carol goes to like a woman's march and I'm really progressive and I'm liberal and blah, blah. In fucking fur.
Well, it could be thematic.
Anyways. Okay, I won't go too far into that, but whatever. PETA hates you. I can't believe that they actually, like, Tinsley, I'm really confused. Can we just discuss her for a moment?
Let's discuss her, yes.
What are your thoughts on her?
You first.
Yeah, you first, and I'll share mine. I have pretty distinct feelings.
Okay. I really wanted to like her, but I feel like she is driving me crazy because she's the type of person that can't make decisions.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. And you're like, just fucking get your shit out of storage and get an apartment. And P.S., $9,000 a month? What does she do? What is her job that can make her live in an apartment like that?
I agree. I think, like, maybe she is, like, selling curling tips or something for her iconic curl. But I'm with you. Like, I wanna like Tinsley. I want her to bring something exciting, but she's just sort of this person who, like you said, doesn't make decisions and then belabors the fact that she doesn't make decisions and it involves everyone in her lack of decision making. So for instance, we have to watch her look at two different apartments, which is really not that interesting for us. And then in the end, she's like, I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know if I'm ready for it. I'm like, well then why the fuck do we have to watch this then? We could have been watching anything else.
It's like her haircut.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Get your hair. I don't know. I like my hair. I think you should get it. You're going to look better, darker. I'm like, how much longer is this shit going to go on for? Either get rid of your stupid seventh grade curls and get a grown-up hairdo. And P.S., her eyelashes, I want to kill myself. Those eyelash extensions, her and Ramona, they have money. They're not poor.
But at least Ramona's going through, you know, like she's 60 and she's going through some weird like midlife crisis after her husband cheated on her. You know, Tinsley doesn't have as much of an excuse.
Well, yeah. I like that about Tinsley. Like, I like that Tinsley's neurotic and I like all the stuff they're showing. I think it's just so hard being new on this show. Like, they just keep throwing out all the new people. Well, except Dorinda, because she's a lot drunk, you know.
But what about Dorinda?
They keep, you know, like poor Jules didn't stand a chance. Like no one can be heard, you know. And when Tinsley does try and do something, she'll be like, no, because I just can't take it, Sonia. And she'll start doing her like scream whining thing. And then they're like, yeah, whatever. So, you know, what's going on with Ramona? Like they just start talking over her and she just immediately stops crying. And it's like, all right, well, I guess that's over.
I think Yeah, I think that they were trying to cast someone who's like softer, younger, more of like an ingenue-esque, you know, as to play off of all these alpha personalities. But she's just, if I wanted to see that, I actually would want to see Dale, Tinsley's mother, instead. Because Dale is sort of softer and lovely, but you know she's like the biggest bitch out of all of them.
My favorite thing about that mother was when they were looking at apartments. And she was like, what? She's like, it's like a little village out here. And the real estate agent was like, yeah, it's the West Village. Like, That was so, I literally was like, what the fuck?
It's like a whole neighborhood devoted to servants' quarters.
Yeah, she's like, oh, it's just like, it's like a little village out here. And I'm like, yeah, it's the West Village. Oh my God. And then she starts crying at the end. And the mother was like, well, you know, you just gotta make a decision and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, oh my God, how white woman problems is this? How can I decide between one that's $9,863 or one that's $9,000? One is Upper East Side, one is in that cute little village type place downtown.
And you know that Dale is getting pissed because, you know, they've probably had five false alarms with moving stuff out of storage, and they've probably called U-Haul 10 times, and they've got the stuff halfway out of storage and have to move it all the way back, and they're like, honey, we cannot pay for another U-Haul truck. We cannot do this one more time. Just please, honey, move in somewhere. Move into a hotel. God, please.
Oh, I love Dale, and yes, my love for her was cemented when Ramona looked at her with those evil Ramona eyes. Like, did you notice she kept staring at the mother with those evil, like, rodent, when she gets her rodent eyes on, and she's like, should I scratch her eyes out? I don't know. Hey, like, what is she thinking? What the hell is she doing here? She just gives her that look, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. With her hair, we just have to discuss this.
Yeah, what did you think?
My favorite is when Dale, with her Southern debutante, you know, politeness, was like, oh my God, that's so attractive. You look so attractive. And I was like, that is the quintessential Southern cover up for a lie.
Yeah.
When someone goes, oh honey, you are looking so attractive.
Yes.
It's like, it's the only word you can think of that without saying something that's so beyond absurd. Like, Ramona, first of all, should never ever wear her hair like that. Like, ever. You can, well, because you can't wear extensions. I mean, she couldn't wear her extensions with her hair pulled up. It looked like just a skinny, secretive Nim, like, just escapee. Where it's like, did she gnaw through wires to get up to her apartment? Did she do her hair like that?
It's like if Charo was in slow motion being cursed into getting, like, one of those tiny heads, you know? Like, where it's a freeze frame down. It's, like, halfway down to the shrunken Charo head.
No, you're right. It's, like, remember in Beetlejuice when, like...
Yes, in the waiting room.
Gina, they went into that waiting room. Like, it was, like, the DMV for dead people. And there was the person holding a shrunken head.
Yeah.
That was the shrunken head is Ramona's hairstyle. It's like pulled so tight where the eyes are just really giant and the rest of the face is really kind of gnawing and tiny and just it's pizza rat.
And what are your thoughts on Bethany this season? Because, you know, they always change drastically from season to season as Bethany changes. So what are your thoughts of this season, Bethany?
There's so much of me that wants to love Bethany. I really just want to be on her side. But, like, it's hard for me because I think she's so, like, it's my way or no way.
Mm-hmm.
I hate when she's like, I'm a girl's girl. I'm a girl's girl. It's like, well, you're really not.
Yeah.
The more you see that, the less believable that is.
I agree.
She's mean. Right?
Yeah, she's very cold. And I do agree that, like, her whole girl's girl thing does not seem very authentic, especially since she spent all of last season calling Luann a slut, which is not really a very girl's girl thing to do, you know? But, I feel like in real life...
I think she's jealous of Luann a little bit. I think their
honesty
is like, I do, because she's so fucking mean to her. And I think the only reason someone is genuinely that mean, when Luann was actually being nice, I mean, she was... being nice to her and giving her so many chances, and yet she would still talk shit behind her back, talk shit about her wedding, talk shit about everything.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand the frustrations of being friends with Luann, where sometimes you're sometimes Luann's like on another planet, and you're just like, ugh, and I'm sure she will have those moments where you feel like Luann is super fake. But Bethany, I agree, there must have been some jealousy going on, and she's just in a very strange place. And in real life, if someone annoys you and you're like, you know what, fuck this person, I don't want to hang out with them again, that's fine. But you're on a TV show, and so I do think that there's some responsibility to at least try to socialize with the other women and make some sort of entertaining exchanges happen.
I agree with you. And I actually know this because I had to go through it.
Yeah.
You just be nice. How about that? And if you don't like somebody, I always say smile through the crazy. If crazy ass Ramona and Sonia and all those old cuckoo birds can, you know, eventually become friends again.
Right.
I just find it hard to, like, I don't think I could ever be friends with Tanya on my show.
Right.
Ever again, because she just is so demeaning. There's no, like, nice qualities about her. She's fake as fuck.
Yeah.
But I mean, at least with these women, they have some sort of redeeming qualities. But Bethany, I find it harder and harder every season that goes on. It's like she gets skinnier and meaner every season.
I mean, I do feel
ain't that the trajectory of everybody who just keeps getting skinnier?
Yeah. Yes. It's like now you understand why a little bit of chub equals a ton of fucking fun.
I do think that Bethany is probably in a very miserable place in her life because, you know, she's still dealing with that nightmare of an ex-husband. And like when you're in those situations, it's hard not to be just totally crabby and bitchy to everyone. But, you know,
he has an Instagram or no, he has a Twitter account and I live for it.
Really?
It's a parody account. You have to go on it.
What is it?
It's what's his last name?
Hoppy. Jason Hoppy.
Yeah. So it's like Hoppy's World or something like that. And it's like a parody of like what he probably is going through. And it is absolutely, you guys have to go on that. I'm surprised you don't know about
this. Yeah. Well, this is why we have to have you come on the show. Cause you know, we're just like idiots, you know?
Oh, you know how I found out about it is through Vicky's ex-husband, Don.
Oh yeah. Cause that's a parody account. I know about that one.
Yeah, whoever is behind that tweeted, oh, ha ha, looks like the painted nail's already closed. A lot of good that show did. And so somebody like responded and was like, she closed it to expand her other business that's doing really well. And she didn't want to run three different companies. And I wrote and I was like, yep, I closed it. It's now going to be a bar, which is more my speed and less drama with nail techs. And my life's never been better. Fucking idiot.
Wow, nail techs must be bad. They must be bad if bartenders are less drama than nail techs.
Unfortunately, that is. I would rather deal with Lala and Jax than nail techs ever again.
Well, this we should let you go because we promised we would let you go within a certain time frame, you little bitch.
Listen, I have a solid 10 left to discuss Carol's fabric samples.
Oh, please.
Okay, yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
Listen, I really want to talk about Carol. Can we please do that?
Do it. Yeah, listen. Do it. You have the floor.
Okay, number one, why did her hot chef boyfriend move out?
Well, yeah, they have a weird relationship. I'm still trying to figure it out. Admittedly, it does seem like
he doesn't pick up his socks off the floor.
I mean, if that's his one issue, then she's a psycho because... If that's her, did you see her couch? I'm surprised like four other cats didn't crawl out of there. You know, she's all worried about his socks crumpled in the corner of a and closet. She's a
tattered couch in the living room.
Yeah. Looks like a homeless person lives underneath it. So yeah. I was like, okay, so that's a problem for her.
Yeah. The cat's going up the drapes.
When you get older, you know, like I know that everyone thinks, oh, you're older. And so you're so lucky to have somebody younger in your life. Like, I've dated younger plenty of times, and that's really fun. Like the first time, I don't know, you feel their smooth skin, but you don't get to wear it. You know what I mean? And the rest of the time, like once, you know what I mean? Like you don't get to become younger. You're just stuck with someone younger in your house. That's not necessarily fun. Yeah, exactly. It doesn't put on the lotion when you tell it to, like in the movies, you know?
Precious.
It's not fun. It's like they tell fart jokes or they're like, who's Patty LuPone? Or, you know, there's just all this stuff you have to deal with. Like when you're older, girl, 9 o'clock comes and I'm like, we better put on some sleepy time music. Get me a nice cigar to sit on my porch. I don't want to listen to you like talk about how many drinks you had with your douchebag friends tonight at, I don't know. What do young people do? I was going to say bowling, but like, does that?
They go to like Cabo Cantina. Oh my God. Can we just talk about the way Ben says Cabo? I love
Cabo.
It. He's like, okay, so we're gonna talk about the Cabo show on Cabo. I'm like, and there's the New York.
We have some water at Cabo.
Wait, what's that show called? Something
Invite Only Cabo. We just interviewed right before this. We just interviewed Larry and Emily from that show. It's 495. We used to do your show, the Painted Nail. I mean, Nail Files. They were so hilarious, so great. Like, we're all going to go get drinks. You should come join us when we do that, because you would...
I would love to. I want to hear the behind the scenes of production, which, mm-hmm. you know, they called me about that show. They're like, do you have a group of friends that don't get along that would love to go on a free vacation? I was like, I'm filming a series right now for E! I'm sorry. Yes, they called me about that show. And then I thought, God, I do have a bunch of friends. But then that would be like, none of them would come to my wedding then after we did this.
Could you imagine? Imagine if we all were on, if invite only Cabo were you in the center, and then it was like you, me and Ronnie, Jeremy Renner, and like Barbara Streisand. I think I would actually watch that.
Richard Marx.
Barbara Streisand is biting off all her nails and throwing them on the floor.
Oh my God, Lionel Richie throws Kenny G into the pool.
This is great. I'm very into it. Baby,
I'm in, but you better cast us, because we were supposed to be your fun gays this season on the Second Wives Club, and guess who wasn't a fun gay? Me. I was not a fun gay. I was a boring gay in my house. I was like, surely Katie's going to call today about our cast trip.
Oh my God, you guys know we're gonna listen, fingers crossed, if all goes well, I found out like either today or tomorrow what the ratings were for the season finale, because episode 107, which was right before the season finale, rated the same as season finale of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. So
really?
It was like almost 900,000 viewers. Wow. Live, and then we had like DVRs and all that shit. So
you don't know if you have a second season yet?
I am going to... Did you just listen to me, Ronnie?
I did, but I mean, I figured you did. I mean...
I guess you're my deaf fun gay, too.
Well, we would have fun because, you know...
I was drawing Ramona hair, to be honest. I was doodling.
Wait, so you just drew pizza rat, basically. No, you guys, I'm telling you, the wedding that we're going to have is going to be so much fun. So I just feel like that is going to be a quintessential part, because I would have like three bridesmaids, and the rest are like all my gay friends.
Yeah. It'll be great.
Hell yeah.
So it'll be like my big fat gay wedding.
Do you know where you want to have your wedding? Like what, like, do you want to have it like in Mexico or?
Oh, it is in Zihuatanejo. Like that, it's going to be like the full on Shawshank Redemption wedding.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I don't know what any of that means, but it sounds very exciting. Will Rihanna be there? Can we get Rihanna there?
Yeah, she's going to sing, let me see you work, work, work.
You walk down the aisle to work, 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 work.
I'm going to twerk down the aisle. Actually, we're not doing that. I'm not doing any of that traditional shit. I can't all freak out.
Oh, that's
fine. It's just going to be like a giant circle of trust.
Okay. Oh, my God. You guys should trust fall.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be really fun. Walter doing a trust fall off the stage into my arm. Seven margaritas deep.
Yeah, Kenny G can support him.
Can we make chocolate bars to send Barbara Streisand if she doesn't come?
We should send her weed chocolate.
Yeah, let's send her weed chocolate and put our faces on the cover of the bar and send it to her for Christmas.
And then say, what would the name of the bar be?
It'd be called...
We could make it with lentil beans, and we could call it
lentil.
We could call it yentl beans.
The way we crunched, I don't know.
We could do a vanilla chocolate, a white chocolate and a dark chocolate bar, and call it Funny Swirl.
Coco, can you hear me?
Oh my God, Coco, can you hear me?
Cacao, can you hear me?
I think the way Ben says it would be like cacao.
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 Invite only Cabo.
Chocolate that needs chocolate is the most special chocolate in the world.
Funny Swirl.
Funny Swirl's my favorite. Funny Swirl.
Oh my God, or we could send her Gobstoppers, the Everlasting Gobstopper, but they could be called Evergreen Gobstopper. This is going nowhere. This is going nowhere.
All right. Well, let's wrap this up. Katie, we love you, baby.
I know. I feel like I can just like talk to you guys forever. I love you. I'll never put rosemary in your cocktail, because that's the most disgusting garnish on earth. And I'll never wear my hair pulled back like Rosemary Ramona, and I'll never wear fur. And
I feel like I've seen you with that hair, actually. Wait, you've done that. You've worn that hair before, that pulled back hair.
Yeah, because I can pull it off. I don't look like Ratatouille. And then
wait, before you go, Katie, though.
Third, I don't need any guy that I've ever dated or Walter doesn't need subtitles when he talks to me, i.e. Sonia's boyfriend.
Oh, those beaches.
Yeah. And whenever I throw a party, it's for like a legit reason, like my birthday or opening a business. Not I got new fucking kitchen cabinets.
Yeah.
But that's my wrap up.
All right. Well, Katie, always so fun. And we're so excited that you're on like a big E! Show that has in fact kept up with the Kardashians. You have to let us know about every celebrity that's into you now, because we're hoping we're going to get like an umbrella effect that they'll be into us. We're very like Hollywood. We're really only focused on how it affects us. So we are so excited for you. We really are. And we hope all our listeners go watch your show.
Oh my God. Wait, really? One quick little thing.
One last quack.
Oh my God. Okay. For all the quacks out there, sad news. Watch What Happens at the Abbey. You know, your favorite show, Ben.
Oh my God.
So I think it only did like 30,000 viewers.
Oh God.
Oh my God.
Is it getting canceled? Please can't. It was so fucking bad. And like the way they walked around that OK Magazine party is that they were the big stars, that fucking thing.
I know.
Ridiculous. Those two guys that we took a picture with were really sweet. But everyone else, I'm like, you people should not be here.
Well, put it this way. I can't say anything, but I will say if I called you guys and said, hey, you guys, great news. My show just got moved to Sunday nights at midnight. Then you know that's basically saying the network already paid for a full season, so they don't want to cancel it. So that's what my thoughts are on that. But we took their time slot and we crushed it.
Oh, yeah.
Kill it, bitch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I'll let you guys know if we get a second season. Manicured fingers crossed.
You're so silly.
We love you, Katie.
Thanks for coming back,
Katie.
Love you.
Love you, Watch Your Crafts, people.
Bye.
Talk to you soon, baby.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to the podcast today. We really appreciate the love and support you guys show us. If you have a minute, go to iTunes and leave a review. And if you don't want to do that, maybe next time you're talking to your friends about Bravo, you mention the podcast. Spreading the word really helps us grow, and it means the world to us. Also, check us out on Instagram and at Twitter. On Instagram, we're at Watch What Crappens. On Twitter, we're at What Crappens. You can also check out me and Ronnie on both platforms. Ronnie is at Ronnie Karam on both Instagram and Twitter, and I'm at B-Side Blog on Instagram and Twitter. Really, thank you guys so much. We really mean it. We appreciate the support. And even if you do none of those things, we're just happy you're listening. Thanks.